We know that on Yontif, Melechus Oichel Nefesh is mutter. In fact, there's a very beautiful vart from the Meshech Chachma where he explains the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. He says there are two types of mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs whose purpose is to connect Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there are mitzvahs whose purpose is to connect Klal Yisrael one to the other. For example, tzitzis, tefillin, mezuzah, all of them are mitzvahs that connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the other hand, doing chesed, trumas, maisras are mitzvahs that connect us one to the other. And that, says the Meshech Chachma, is actually the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. On Shabbos, the Torah HaKadosh says, Ayetze ish mimkoymoy. A person should stay at home. A person should stay bimkoymoy in his place and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, learn Torah, and that's how one becomes connected to Hashem. Yontif, on the other hand, he says, is a mitzvah that connects Klal Yisrael one to the other. And therefore, on Yontif, Melechus Oichel Nefesh is mutter. Because on the contrary, the whole purpose of Yontif is to connect us one to the other. And how do we get connected to each other? We cook for each other, we eat together, we enjoy Yontif together to teach us this concept of Yontif is where we connect one with the other. And therefore, the Torah HaKadosh, as we said, explains that Oichel Nefesh is Mutar on Yontif. But the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis Amun Aleph teaches us, based on this pasuk, that the Torah says, "Ach ash yoichel chal nefesh, hu levada yoichel levada yasal lachem." What is and what isn't included in oichel nefesh? Says the Mishnah, "Beishame oimim emetzin lo yasa cotton, v'lo yasa lulav, v'lo yasa sefer Torah." One may not carry out a child or a lulav or a sefer Torah from shusa yochid to shusa rabbim. For, says Beis Shammai, even though, as we just said, the pasuk says, acha sheyochel chal nefesh, hu levadoi yosel lechem, it has to be strictly oichel nefesh. These are not for oichel nefesh. They're not for preparation of food, and therefore they may not be done. Beis Hillel disagree, because Beis Hillel's opinion is that even if it's not letzorech achila, it's also mutter. And the reasoning for Beis Hillel, as we will see in the Gemara, is the concept of metoich shehutru letzorech, hutru nami shloi letzorech. That even shloi letzorech oichel nefesh, one may carry. And as the Achronim point out, that there's a very sharp difference between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Because not only is Beis Shammai not allowing any haitzah, shloi letzorech oichel nefesh, but even a situation where there's a mitzvah involved, lulav, sefer Torah, still Beis Shammai is teaching us that the halacha is that if it's not strictly oichel nefesh, it may not be done. And along the same line, the Yerushalmi says that to show how machmer Beis Shammai is in this question, we see that Beis Shammai, not only does he not allow a gadol to be carried, where the gadol we could take himself, but even a cotton, where if I won't take the cotton, there is no iser. If I won't take the cotton, I won't be able to carry him. it makes no difference. Beis Shammai says, we saw melacha is only mutter for oichel nefesh, for no other purpose is a mutter. So if that's the case, that Chazal was so strict, according to Beis Shammai, and when the Torah says that oichel nefesh is permitted, only oichel nefesh is permitted, nothing else, so ask the Tori Evan that, and therefore, according to Beis Shammai, even Hatzor, the Dvar Mitzvah, may not be done. So why are we allowed to blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah when it's not on Shabbos? Or take the Dalaminim on Sukkos when it's not Shabbos? Why didn't Chazal make Gzeira that if I'm going to allow you to carry the Shofar, that you may come to carry the shofar, you may come to carry the lulav. And according to Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to carry the shofar to shul in a Rishus HaRabim on Yom Tov, even if it's not Shabbos, because it's not blowing the shofar, as is very clear, not an oichel nefesh purpose. And carrying the dalaminim aren't the oichel nefesh purpose. So according to Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to carry them on Yom Tov. And since you're not allowed to carry them in Yom Tov, asked the Tori Evan, Chazal should have said we shouldn't blow a shofar ever on Rosh Hashanah, or we shouldn't take Dalaminim ever on Sukkos, because if we allow you to take them, you may carry them. Answers the Tori Evan a very important point. He says that if Chazal are going to make a gzeira, and as a result of that gezeirah, we will lose the entire opportunity to do the mitzvah, that type of a gezeirah Chazal don't make. In other words, if Chazal made a gezeirah that we don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, if Chazal made a gezeirah that we don't take the dalaminim when Sukkos is on Shabbos, we're still going to take the dalaminim when it's not Shabbos. We're still going to blow the shofar when it's not Shabbos. But if as a result of the gzeirah there won't be any more mitzvah, and we won't be allowed to blow the shofar Rosh Hashanah, so how will we ever fulfill the mitzvah Rosh Hashanah? And we won't be allowed to take dalaminim on Sukkos, how will we ever fulfill that mitzvah? Under those circumstances, Chazal didn't make a gzeirah. The question that comes up in learning this year is, in understanding, not as much the opinion of Beis Shammai, which is not the opinion followed la halacha, but rather in understanding the opinion of Beis Hillel, that is the halacha, that the halacha is, as we learned, hoyel v'hutra tzayruch, hutra namish loy l'tzayruch. That once the Torah said that we could do these malachas l'tzayruch, We may do them even shaloi letzayrach. The question is, how to understand this concept? There is a concept of hoyel v'ishtari ishtari. There's a concept we find in halacha that once an act which is osur may be done, then the isur completely is removed. For example, we know a Mitzayra made her enter the Beis HaMikdash. But as part of his Tara process, on the eighth day, he puts his thumbs into the Machne Shechina. And therefore, the halacha is, since, let's say you have a Mitzayra, that besides having on himself the Tumas Tzaras, has other Tumas, the halacha will be, he's still allowed to do it. Why? Because we have a concept of hoyel v'ishtari ishtari. However, the achroinim, the rishonim and the achroinim, when trying to understand this concept of hoyel v'toch shotru l'tzoyruch, hotru nami shloy l'tzoyruch, try to understand, is that the same case? Because, for example, by the Mitzayra, the hoil v'ishtri, ishtri makes sense. You have an individual who's tamei. He may not enter into the machne shechina. The Torah HaKadoshah says that in order to affect tahara, we are allowing him to enter the machne shechina. So that means, as far as for this purpose, all issues of tumah are removed. But why does that have to do, if I'm allowed to carry food in order to cook, if I'm allowed to carry l'tzarech oichel nefesh, why should that allow that I should be able to carry items that are not oichel nefesh? The concept of hoil v'ishtri doesn't seem to be applicable here. So the Ramban has a very interesting approach. The Ramban says that regarding the Isser to do Malach on Shabbos, the Torah says, "Ubiyoyim hashvi kol Malacha loisasu." Regarding doing Malach on Yontif, the Torah uses a different wording. The Torah uses the words kol meleches avoida loisasu. So Shabbos, the Torah uses the word Malacha, and by Yontif, the Torah actually uses the words meleches avoida. What's the difference between Malacha and Malachas Avoida? So says the Ramban, any Malacha that is done for preparing food is not in the category of Malacha. It's not in the category of Malachas Avoida. In other words, what the Ramban is saying is a very important Chiddush. The Ramban is saying that we aren't to understand Metoich Shehutru L'Tzayruch, Hutru Namish Loi L'Tzayruch, saying that once the Torah allowed us to do this Malacha for Oichel Nefesh purposes, we're allowed to do it for all purposes. That's not what the Torah is saying, says the Ramban. What the Torah is saying is that there are different types of Malachas. There's something called a Malacha, and there's something called Malachas Avoida. On Shabbos, all Lamates Malachas are considered Malacha. On Yontif, it's not Malacha. On Yontif, it's Meleches Avoida. And if you have a Malacha, says the Ramban, that could be used for Oichel Nefesh, that isn't in the category of Meleches Avoida, and therefore it's not in Osir on Yontif at all. So it's not to say that Metoich is telling us, since I could do it under these circumstances, I could do it under other circumstances as well. That's not what the Torah is saying. The Torah is saying that this isn't a Malacha at all. And it's, as far as Yontif is concerned, it isn't a Malacha. But there's another point to understand in the Ramban. What the Ramban is saying, however, is that only, and this it seems everybody agrees, only Malachas that can be used for Oichel Nefesh purposes are Malachas that are mutter on Yontif. That's one side of the of what the Ramban is saying. There has to be a Malacha that can be done for Oichel Nefesh. But once it's a Malacha that can be done for Oichel Nefesh, then it's not a Malacha at all. That's how the Ramban, based on the certain Achroinim, learn. Other Mepharshim say that there's a whole different understanding of this Malacha, of this Heter. And that is that Beis Hillel, who applies the concept of Mitoich, is saying not that when the Torah says Oichel Nefesh is Mutter, this is the Shita of the Urayim, which the Chasam Sofer quotes, not when the Torah says the Malacha of Oichel Nefesh is Mutter, says Beis Hillel, don't explain Oichel Nefesh meaning only Oichel Nefesh. Oichel Nefesh means anything that you need to do, anything that is needed to be done on Shabbat, anything that you need for Yontif purposes is in the category of Oichel Nefesh. That's the Urayim's approach. Others have approach that as we said earlier, even though we quoted a question from it, the point is that Mitoich is saying that since the Torah said, Hoyel v'ishtri ishtri, that since we allow to do it under certain circumstances, the Torah expands it even to other circumstances as well. And if we try to understand this machloikis harishonim, there's a very fundamental machloikis rishonim. Well, how do we understand mitoich? Do we understand mitoich that it's not that other malachas are only mutter because oichel nefesh is mutter, so somehow it gets expanded to other malachas as well? Or do we understand that in the heter of oichel nefesh is included not just oichel nefesh but other malachas as well? Another way I think this is the approach that the Sefer Melechus Yontif takes. He says that just like we find a concept, which we'll learn later in our Masechta, that if you're allowed to cook on Yontif, so the halacha is, let's say you're cooking on Yontif, you're allowed to cook even more than you need to have. Why? Because once you're cooking, you're allowed to make even more than just the minimum. So that's how we look at mitoich also. Once oichel nefesh was allowed, we're allowed to even do more. So again, we have a very fundamental machloikis, rishonim, as we're explaining. How do we look at mitoich? Do we look at mitoich saying that oichel nefesh is mutter lechatchila for all, that these malachas are mutter under lechatchila under all circumstances? Or do we look at it very differently? Do we look at it that it's only, so to speak, an expansion of a heter? And as we're going to see later in the shir, in Mitzvah Hashem, this question is very relevant to the machloikis, the very fundamental machloikis, of Rashi in Tosfos in the heter of mitoich. Rashi's opinion is that midaraisa mitoich shehotru letzorich hotru nami shaloi letzorich teaches us that you're allowed to do the malacha. You're allowed to do midaraisa everything. These malachas may be done under all circumstances, even if there's no tzorich at all. Even if there's no tzorich at all, says Rashi, you're allowed to do these malachas. As we'll see in the Gemara, the Rabbanon said that if there's no tzoruch, you may not do them. That's Rashi's opinion. Taisa's opinion is, no, the mitoich only allows you to do something that you have a tzoruch. But if there is no tzoruch, midoraisa, you're not allowed to do these malachas. What's the machloikus Rashi and Taisa's? The machloikus Rashi and Taisa's is exactly what we're discussing. Rashi is learning that mitoich, Rashi learns like the Ramban. Rashi learns like the Yireim. The mitoich says that this malacha is not considered a malacha as far as Yontif is concerned. So even if you didn't do it letzayrich, it's still not a malacha. The Rabbanan came along and said that if it's not letzayrich, you shouldn't do it. The Taisus disagrees. Taisus holds that only oichel nefesh is permitted. Once oichel nefesh was permitted, it got expanded. Whether with the lomdus of Hoyel v'ishtri ishtri, whether with the lomdus, like we just said, from the Melechus Yontif, like we learn later in the Masechta, that once you're cooking, you could cook more. But it's really only oichel nefesh. So oichel nefesh got expanded to tzoyrich. But if it's not tzoyrich, it's mamish malacha. And therefore, according to Tosfos, if you do these malachas shloi letzoyrich, you're over the rice. So going back to the Mishnah, we had the machloikus of Beishamai and Beisilu. Beishamai said, "Eimet sin loyas a cotton, loyas a lulav, loyas sefer Torah." Rabbeinu Chananel says that when we speak about hotzos cotton or lulav, it's only in order to fulfill a mitzvah. So, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, even Beis Hillel. So that all the cases in the Mishnah that we're speaking about, says Rabbeinu Chananel, involve doing a mitzvah. So only when there's a mitzvah involved, or there's a tzarech yontif involved, that's when you could carry a cup. That's when you could be mekel. But if there's no tzarech mitzvah, the Rabbeinu Chananel would be machmer. In fact, I saw that the Achroinim ask that according to Rabbeinu Chananel, that it has to be a tzarech mitzvah. So yes, taking the lulav is a mitzvah. Taking a cotton to a bris is a mitzvah. But Kriyas HaTorah is only a mitzvah drabanan. Is that considered a mitzvah? Maybe according to Rabbeinu Chananel, it has to be a mitzvah deraisa. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky, I saw, says that even if we'll say that Kriyas HaTorah is a mitzvah drabanan, and Rabbeinu Chananel is machmer on mitzvah, that it has to be a mitzvah deraisa, here, since it's a mitzvah derabin, it's considered like a mitzvah deraisa, and that's why Beis Hillel is mekel. I saw another pshat from Simcha Zitzel Brody Zatzal, Rosh Shiva and the Chevron Yeshiva. He says that even if we'll say that laning is not a mitzvah deraisa, but when one hears Kriyas HaTorah, he is fulfilling the Liman HaTorah. And everybody agrees that Liman HaTorah is a mitzvah deraisa. That's why according to Ramban, that's why according to Rabbeinu Chananel, you could carry a Sefer Torah in order to lean. The Ramban, however, disagrees. And he quotes a Yerushalmi that the reason the Mishnah mentioned these cases is not to show us that Beis Hillel is only lenient in such a situation, but rather to tell us the Chumrah Beis Shammai, that even L'tzorich Mitzvah, Beis Shammai is Machmer. The Torah paskins that anything that is L'tzorich Yontif is Mutter, and the Torah even goes a step further, and we'll discuss this later as well in Mitzvah Shem, that if you're carrying something, says the Torah, in order, you're allowed to take it back. Why? He quotes a Rosh. The Rosh says that you're allowed to carry, you're certainly allowed to carry a machzor to shul on Shabbos, on Yontif. It's a tzarech Yontif. And if we pass him like Hillel, Rabbi Hillel, b'toch shotu l'tzarech, chotru nami shloi l'tzarech, so certainly you're allowed to carry a machzor to shul. But what about carrying a machzor home? Says the Torah in the name of the Rosh, that we learned earlier in our Masechta, the concept of Itiru Soifon Mishum Tchiloson. And since Itiru Soifon Mishum Tchiloson, if you're not going to be able to carry a machzor home, people are not going to want to leave the machzorim in shul, and therefore, says the Torah, you even allowed to bring it back, because that also is included in the heter of mitoich. So the Gemara begins. Tana Tanaka made Rav Yitzchak Bar Adini. Hashoich an oilus nadova. If somebody shechs an oilus nadova beyontif, like. And as the Rishonim point out, Rashi and Tosfos, that the Gemara is being specific when it mentions oilus nadova. Because a oila, who the mitzvah is to bring on Yontif, so of course you're allowed to shecht on Yontif. The Torah Akdoshah said that you're allowed to bring this carbon on Yontif. On the other hand, if it's a carbon shlomim, so the halacha is that a carbon shlomim also you could bring on Yontif, because you could, even though you don't have to bring him on Yontif, because you get the meat, and that meat you'll eat on Yontif. An oilus re'iyah, which the halacha is that everybody, as they were oiler regal to Yerushalayim on Yontif, had to bring a carbon oilus re'iyah, also the halacha would be you could bring on Yontif. Because even though
You don't have to bring the Oilus Riyah on Yontif. You could bring the Oilus Riyah on Chol HaMoed. But what happens if somebody let the Chol HaMoed pass? And now it's already the last day of Yontif. Shvi Shal Pesach in Eretz Yisrael. And you didn't bring your carbon Oilus Riyah. If you won't bring it now, you have no longer an opportunity to bring it. So therefore you could bring it on Yontif as well. The only carbon that there's never a heter to bring on Yontif, you should bring your Yontif as an oilus nedava. And therefore says the Gemara, I shaykh oilus nedava be Yontif. If somebody brings an oilus dava on Yontif, he's loika. Amlach the lomachlach mani. Whose opinion is this? Says the Gemara Beishamahi. This obviously follows the opinion of Beishamai. The Amri, whose opinion is that doesn't follow the concept of mitoich. The Beis Hillel, if we're going to follow the opinion of Beis Hillel, Ho Amri, as we've explained, Beis Hillel's opinion is and therefore, in our case, Shchita, since Shchita is mutter l'tzorich oichel nefesh, it's also muta shloi l'tzorich. And again, the point that we v'achinami b'tach shotu shchit l'tzorich hotu nami shloi l'tzorich. And again, here we make the point, as we made earlier, that the only melachis that we find that Chazal applied a concept of mitoich are melachis that are involved oichel nefesh, and therefore cook shchita, which is involved oichel nefesh, that's why we say mitoich. Something, however, which has no connection to food preparation, don't agree to the concept. There we wouldn't be able to apply the concept of mitoich. Ask the Gemara, Maskula Rabba, Mamai the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel B'Hopligi. What makes you say that the Machloikus of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is over the concept of mitoich? That's pshat in the Mishnah. Dilma, perhaps the Machloikus of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the Mishnah is an entirely different issue. Maybe the Machloikus is Be'er Vaitzol L'Shabbos Ve'en Eir Vaitzol L'Yontif. That the Machloikus is if you're allowed to carry on Shabbos, if you're allowed to carry on Yontif or not. That's the Machloikus. Masava Beis Shammai's opinion will be the Erevot Sol Shabbos, then Erevot Sol Yontif, that there is an Issa carrying on Yontif. And therefore, they say you can't just carry. And Masava, whereas Beis Hillel's opinion will be Erevot Sol Shabbos, then it's over Yontif, that there is no Issa to carry on Yontif. And as the Torah says, as the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, "V'loy soitzi masim v'teichem b'yom Shabbos, b'Shabbos in b'yontif loy." So the Gemara is suggesting that the machloikis in our Mishnah has nothing to do with mitoich. The machloikis in the Mishnah is if carrying is permitted or not, and why would we say carrying is different than all other melachos? Explains Tosfos, as we learned at the beginning. A Masech to Shabbos. The Ritzah is a Malacha Geruah. Why is Ritzah a Malacha Geruah? Ritzah is considered a very weak Malacha. Because the Halacha is that all week long, we're allowed to, all Shabbos long, Midaraisa, you could carry the heaviest object in your home, and you wouldn't be over any Isser. Midarabbanan, it may be Uvdin Dechol, but you really wouldn't be over any Isser. And if you carry even a pin outdoors, you're already over Chiv Deraisa. So the Gemara's question is, maybe Haitzah, because it's a Malacha Geruah, Beis Hillel is Mekel on Yontif. But it has nothing to do with the concept of Mitoich, says the Gemara. Maskler Rav Yosef, says Rav Yosef, if we're saying that the reason Beis Hillel is Mekel in our Mishnah is not because of Mitoich, but rather the reason Beis Hillel is Mekel in our Mishnah is because he follows the concept that there is no Issa of carrying on Yontif, so Lifugu Be'avonim. We know, as we've been discussing extensively in our Masechta, that Muksa is Osur on Yontif. If Muksa is Osur on Yontif, so why did Chazal say that there's Issa Muksa? The reason that there's Issa Muksa is because you may come to carry. But if there's no problem in carrying according to Beis Hillel, there should be no Issa Muksa. El Midaloy Mifugi Bavonim, since we see that they don't have this machloikis, Shmaminop, so that has nothing to do with carrying. Everybody agrees that Haitzah is no different than any other malacha. And what's the machloikis? Haitzah Shloy Letzarech Pligi, if you're carrying Shloy Letzarech Achila, is that considered a Haitzah or not? So in other words, the Gemara reverts back that the machloikis of Beisham and Beis Hillel is the machloikis of Mitaych.